Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chon Daf Samachon 60, and today's Daf Yomi on Samachon Mabez, the Gemara records a teaching of Rav Shimon ben Pazi as it relates to creation, because the Gemara had been discussing creatures that were created during the time of the creation specifically, and in that context, the Gemara goes on a little bit of a tangent. So says Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Rami Kisiv, he threw two verses against each other. Kisiv, it says in one verse in Genesis chapter 1, verse 16, Vayas Elokim Eshnei HaMeoros HaGedolim. God made in the sky two brilliant luminaries. God made the sun and the moon. And this implies that both the sun and the moon are called Gedolim, big. And on the other hand, the verse states, in the continuation of that verse, Eshama Or HaGadol, the big light, which was to illuminate the day, which is we know to be the sun, Vesam Or HaKaton, and the little or light, the smaller light, to illuminate the night. And so that's obviously talking about the moon. And so why at the beginning does it refer to two big lights, and then it refers to one big light and one small light? So Rabbi Shimon Pazi explains that indeed, when the sun and the moon were both first created, they both were created big. But what happened was, Amra Yareya Chafnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the moon came to God, and the moon said to God, Master of the Universe, Avshar Shnei Malachim Sheishtamshu B'Keser Echad, how can you have two kings that are both ruling with one throne? It's not a possibility that we're both ruling the world, that we're both light. So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, you're right. We can't have two luminaries that are both equal size. L'chiu ma'ati es atzmech, go and diminish yourself. Meaning to say, you have to be smaller than the sun. You had such a good idea, so I'll make you smaller. So the moon wasn't happy with this. The moon said, it's not fair. Amru lefanav. So the moon said to God, Ribono shel olam, hov amarti ufanecha davar hagun. You agree, God, that I said the right thing. I said good logic. Well, if that's the case, why do I have to diminish myself? Amit es atzmi. I'm the one who said the good logic. So why should I be diminishing myself? So God said to the moon, God, at this point, according to the Midrash's telling, was feeling a little bit regretful, so God says to the moon, I'll let you rule both at day and at night. Meaning to say, sometimes we know that the moon is visible during the day. So the moon said, Amrwe, my Ravuse, what good is it for me to be a little bit visible during the day? That doesn't help me. Dishraga batihira mayahani. If you have a candle during the daytime, what does it do? So too, if there's already the sun during the day, what is the fact that I'm available during the day also to provide light is nothing. So God said to the moon, you're right. Zil limnu bach Yisrael yamim v'shanim. Go, and what I'll do is that the Jews will count their calendar of the days and the years through you, because that's how we establish the months through the moon. So the moon responded, Amrle yomanami Efshar do amanu beit kufosa. No, the moon said, even that's not sufficient, because I know that the sun is also needed for the calendar, because we figure out the seasons based upon the calendar, and we know that that's how we decide whether or not to make a leap year, because it states, so that verse in chapter 1, verse 14 indicates that we need the sun to figure out the holidays and the years. So God said, okay, go. God said to the moon, Zil likru tzadiki bishmech. God says, okay, you're small, but there will be several righteous people who are going to be called small, katan, like you. And we know that Jacob himself was called small, Yaakov HaKatan, in the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 2, that Amos says, Mi Yakum Yaakov ki katonhu, that Jacob is called small. And so too says the Gemara that Shmuel was called katan. Shmuel HaKatan is one of the sages of the Talmud, and also King David was called Katan, because it states with respect to the war of the Philistines against the Jewish people that they said V'David hu akatan, and that was in Shmuel chapter 17 verse 14. So we see from here that God is saying to the moon that just because you're small isn't a punishment. That there are great tzaddikim are called small, but the moon wasn't happy. Chazat lo kamiyat v'daita. The moon was not satisfied. So God said to the moon, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviu kapara alai shemiyatati es ha'yareach. God said to the Jewish people, bring an atonement for me because I've diminished the moon, meaning to say that the Jewish people need to bring an atonement for their sins on Rosh Chodesh, and the honor of this is that on Rosh Chodesh they bring this atonement, and that's an atonement for the Jewish people. So therefore, according to this Midrash, God is saying, bring this atonement for me on Rosh Chodesh, that the Chata, so to speak, that the Jewish people bring on Rosh Chodesh is also to be an atonement for God for diminishing the moon. And this is where Reish Lakish says, Manishtana Seir Shorosh Chodesh Shenemar Bo Lechatas LaHashem. Why is Rosh Chodesh different? It says a sin offering to God. That all the other ones just say, all the other Musafim of the festivals just say that it will be sin offering. It doesn't say LaHashem. So why on Yom Kippur do we say a sin offering to God? Because Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sa'ir Zeh Yeh Kapara Alai Shemiyat Yaseh Yereach. This goat that we bring as a sin offering on Rosh Chodesh will be an atonement for me because I have diminished the moon. This is such a very radical theological idea that God himself needs an atonement. How could this be? That God needs an atonement. Obviously, the Midrash can't be understood literally, but even symbolically, it's complicated to say that we're bringing the Chatos on Rosh Chodesh, on the new moon, as an atonement for God. So the Maharaz Chayes explains that at first God made the sun and the moon equal, so that the nation shouldn't go and worship the sun, but because they saw that there are two equal luminaries. But after the moon was diminished, they started worshiping the sun. So therefore, God needed this atonement on Rosh Chodesh because God created it so that people will become confused and start worshiping the sun. And that's the reason why Hashem needs an atonement, so to speak, on Rosh Chodesh.